And so I did go to Howard University, and that was where I was arrested for the first time. I went with two of my friends who were undergrad, you know, co-eds, downtown in Washington, D.C., which was about as segregated as any place in the United States at that time. I went to Howard in 1941. This was in 43, though, and at the beginning of the year, I think. And we went to a drugstore that had a lunch counter, asked for some hot chocolate. We were told, we don't serve Negroes. We said, well, we'd like to see the manager. The manager isn't in. And we said, well, we have plenty of time. We'll just sit here. And finally, they brought the hot chocolate. But they gave us tickets, bills for 25 cents, when it clearly stated on the board that hot chocolate was 10 cents a cup. So that's what we put down. And I always like to say that's probably all we had anyway. But then we walked out and were met by, my recollection is, seven of DC's finest, that is the police, and they put us in the paddy wagon and took us to jail. At that time, I guess we were sort of hyped up. We thought this was a great lark. We'll get to, you know, real life. We'll get to eat with real convicts and so forth and so on. So, but the Dean of Women came and got us out before supper time. And I always say that that saved me from ever eating in jail. I've been in jail a few times since then, and I've never eaten when I was in jail, but I would have eaten that time. So, and I'm sure the food wouldn't have been very good anyway.